Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Oerlikon's conference call and audio webcast regarding the closing of Metco transaction. This conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. You can request operator assistance at any time during the conference call by pressing the star key followed by a zero on your phone. I will now hand over to Mr. Dr. Andreas Schwarzwälder, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Oerlikon's analyst conference call on the successful closing of the Metco transaction. Thank you for joining our conference via telephone or webcast. With me in the call is CEO Brice Koch, CFO Jörg Fedier, and Roland Herbst, CEO of the Surface Solutions segment. Let me remind you that all related documents, including the following presentation, are available for download on our website. Looking at today's agenda, Brice Koch will reiterate on the transaction rationale, followed by a discussion on the financial impacts related to the transaction provided by Jörg Fedier. Roland Herbst then will share the excitement on the opportunities arising from the combined businesses. And afterwards, as usual, we will host a Q&A session to answer your questions. Having said that, let me now hand over to Brice.
Thank you very much, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our press conference today or the call and for your interest in Oerlikon. Yesterday, as you know, we closed the Metco acquisition and passed ahead of time, an important milestone in the transformation of the Oerlikon Group towards sustainable, profitable growth. We received all the required regulatory approvals worldwide and can therefore proudly announce that Metco now is part of the Oerlikon Group and family. We were able to close the transaction earlier than initially anticipated, thanks to the dedicated work and strong support of the entire teams. A big thanks to them and to the teams to have made that possible. We warmly welcome today all the 2,500 Metco employees to the Oerlikon Group and family and look forward to work with them. Please allow me, before looking at the financial impact on the Oerlikon Group, to refresh our memory on the transaction in general, its rationale, and to share the excitement on technologies and market opportunities which we can unleash today. We signed an agreement to acquire Metco for an enterprise value of 1 billion Swiss francs on January 30th this year and closed the transaction yesterday, as I said, ahead of time. The combination of Oerlikon Balzers and now Oerlikon Metco creates a global technology leader in surface solutions. Consequently, we name the segment, as of today, Surface Solutions segment. The segment becomes the largest one within the Oerlikon Group and will be led by Roland Herbst as segment CEO. The transaction represents the latest step in Oerlikon's transformation process and positions the group for the sustainable, profitable growth. With the acquisition of Metco, Oerlikon managed to farm out into an adjacent deposition technology. As you know, Oerlikon Balzers is a global technology leader in thin film coatings like PVD or other said physical vapor deposition. With the acquisition of Metco, we are now expanding our technological reach and we are able not only to offer thin film but also thick layer coatings or so-called thermal spray to our customers. And thin film and thick layers coatings are not substitutes, as you know, but complementary technologies for different applications. Our customers will therefore be able to get now a holistic surface solution tailored to their needs and requirements. So if we talk about technologies and we see the technologies used and applied to surface solution, they are rather new and a new concept that has by far not unveiled its full potential. High-growth surface technologies such as thin film coating and thermal spray are still in an early stage from a market penetration, and also to grow has to grow above the industrial average with a 5%, which has a 5% compounded average growth rate. By combining these two technologies, we have the potential to accelerate the growth momentum. Additionally, new technologies are developed on a coating basis, on an ongoing basis, and Oerlikon Balzers and Metco have a proven track record in developing and commercializing new technologies. You will hear, in that respect, more and many examples from Roland later on. But no matter what we do, there is one thing additionally that all technology has in common, in addition to improving reliability and efficiency: a strict focus on environmentally friendliness to offer customers a smart alternative to substitute hazardous production processes. So, ladies and gentlemen, one point is also worth mentioning. When talking about the businesses of Oerlikon Balzers and Metco, we typically simplify by talking about PVD and thermal spray as the key technologies. But as you can see here, it is a broad range of technology applications and adjacent services along the value chain which support this holistic surface solution approach. And we are truly convinced that there are more opportunities in innovation, applications, value chain expansion, or further broadening of the technology offering. Maybe let me remind ourselves also about the four key rationale behind the deal. And as we said all along, and as we see, it is about complementarity. It is about complementarity of technologies, of business model. It is complementarity of market exposure as well as domain expertise, and it is complementarity of footprint. So on the technology side, as we mentioned, the combination of leading technologies from Oerlikon Balzers and Metco provides a unique global product and service offering. This will allow our customers to develop the best surface solutions for a specific engineering task out of a broad variety of technologies with one single partner. The combination of strong and experienced cross-technology R&D teams provide the opportunity to drive innovation, and it's unique beyond today's technology limits. Secondly, the business models. As you know, Oerlikon Balzers is very experienced as a service business model, whereof Metco is very experienced in material and equipment solution provider. Leveraging and accelerating service deployment across a new segment is a significant opportunity, but also learning more specifically around materials too. Thirdly, the end market exposure and domain expertise. Growth opportunities are created, designed in as we call it, by gaining faster and deeper access to markets like aerospace, energy for thin film solution, and then in addition, the already strong position in automotive tooling and general industry. And finally, the fourth pillar, the fourth key rationale around the footprint. Oerlikon Balzers operates 94 coating centers around the globe, and the combined businesses will operate now more than 110 coating centers worldwide. So the well-balanced global network provides regional opportunities for the businesses. Oerlikon Metco, for example, has a strong footprint in the U.S., which Oerlikon Balzers can build on, whereas the strong and established footprint in China and India of Oerlikon Balzers provide growth opportunities for Metco. So all in all, a number of convincing reasons, at least for me, and we hope that you are able to understand why we are truly excited about the deal and the potential we are unleashing today. So these four pillars of complementarity provide substantial growth opportunities mid and long term. This potential is supported, as you know, by underlying end market growth, and our unique product and service offering position the surface solution business very well to even outperform the underlying industry growth. And having said that, I would like now to hand over to Jörg, who will provide us insight into the financial impact of the transaction. Jörg, please.
Thank you, Brice, and welcome from my side too. I will keep it rather short, but you know, trying to provide you the essential here in terms of the immediate financial impact of the transaction. The combination of Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco will not only create, as you have heard before, the global technology leader in service solution, The segment will also become the largest segment of the Oerlikon Group, representing roughly one-third of group sales on a pro forma basis in 2013. Therefore, this transaction marks a milestone in further balancing our portfolio along our technological competencies. Also on the profitability level, the Mesco business will contribute to a stronger and more stable earnings profile of the Oerlikon Group. With regards to EBITDA, the Surface Solutions segment represents roughly 40% of the group EBITDA in 2013, again, measured on a pro forma basis. The Mesco transaction was financed by redeploying a significant amount of our excess cash. About 80% of the funds came from our cash position, and for the remaining 20%, we made use of our existing credit facility. After the settlement of the bonds, which we issued a couple of days ago, we might consider to pay back the drawn portion of the credit facility to optimize our interest expenses and financial structure. Following yesterday's closing and assuming a successful settlement of the newly issued bond on June 17th, Oerlikon's balance sheet remains healthy. The net debt position amounts to some 100 million Swiss franc, and the net debt EBITDA ratio is about 0.2. Oerlikon is more or less unleveraged from a balance sheet point of view, therefore continues to provide enough flexibility to execute on further organic and inorganic growth opportunities. Ladies and gentlemen, a deal of this size creates a number of costs pre- and post-transaction and non-cash related accounting effects. This slide provides the key elements that go along with the closing of the Mesco transaction. Starting with the non-cash impact as a result of the preliminary purchase price allocation, the acquired identified intangible assets amount to about 436 million Swiss francs. The amortization charge recognized in 2014 for the 7 months of consolidation amount to about 20 million Swiss francs, and on a full year basis from 2015 onwards, we expect amortization charges of the acquired identified intangible asset position to exceed 30 million Swiss francs. Additionally, as of consolidation, the inventory step-up created an impact of about 20 million Swiss francs, which we expect to build down with the use of the acquired inventory in the next couple of months. I do expect that inventory is being turned towards the end of this year. Looking at the cost side, Oerlikon recognizes and expects transaction and integration costs, I've been talking about that in the past, of about 30 million Swiss francs, with 6 million Swiss francs, which already have been accounted for in 2013. Going forward, integration costs are expected to exceed 10 million Swiss francs annually for the years 2015 and 2016. To conclude on the cost side, I would like to mention that we expect some cost synergies in the amount of less than 5 million Swiss francs for 2014, cumulative exceeding about 10 million Swiss francs in 2016. Therefore, and as already indicated at signing and indicated by Brice before, this transaction is not about cost synergies. We see higher potential arising from the top-line synergies by gaining faster and deeper access to end markets, by increasing the service business of Oerlikon Metco, leveraging the global network, and developing new service solutions in the combined R&D space. However, this is a multi-year agenda, as for example, qualification processes in industries like aviation or automotive, as you know, normally takes years, and the change of the business model requires time just to manage expectation. Nevertheless, we are fully convinced that the combination provides substantial growth potential from the top line synergies. And here I would like to echo what Brice mentioned before on the underlying market growth, which you have seen in the slide. In order to reflect the underlying operational business activities and neutralizing non-cash accounting entries, primarily again related to the amortization of the acquired intangibles, we will shift our focus on reporting to EBITDA in future. To ensure a smooth transition, we today and for the remaining year guide the capital markets on EBIT and EBITDA, announcing already today that in 2015 the company will focus solely on EBITDA. The successful closing of the transaction allows to consolidate Metco for the first 7 months in the fiscal 2014, including full absorption of transaction and integration costs I was showing you before, as well as accounting effects triggered through the integration and consolidation of Metco, and confirming our latest guidance given for the group pre-closing. We do expect the following key metrics for the fiscal 2014, obviously based on a stable currency environment, meaning order intake to grow to exceed 10%, sales growth to exceed 15%, EBIT margin to be around 10%, and EBITDA margin to be around 15%. Let me reemphasize that the profitability guidance for 2014 includes, again, the full absorption of all related costs and accounting effects. I hope we could give you a little bit of flair about what you should expect in terms of the financial, and with that, I hand over to Roland Herr, who will give you some more insight on the newly created Surface Solutions segment. Roland.
Thank you, Jörg, and thank you, Brice. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and good afternoon. Again, my name is Roland Herr, and I'm the segment CEO of the Surface Solutions segment, formed today by the successful closing of the Metco transaction. I want to use this opportunity to explicitly thank Hans Brändle again for his great contribution in the past. Let me directly jump now to the integration of the two businesses. With today, two proud Swiss-based pioneers and leaders in advanced surface technology join forces to form a global technology leader in Surface Solutions. While Oerlikon Metco is a pioneer and leader in thermal spray technology, Oerlikon Balzers is a pioneer and leader in thin film coatings. And because both Balzers and Metco are strong brands, we decided to keep the brands as Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco as business units under one roof, forming together the new Oerlikon segment Surface Solutions. The business unit Oerlikon Balzers will be managed by Bernd Fischer. Bernd joined Oerlikon in 2011, responsible for the fast-growing components business. Thomas Gutzwiller will lead the business unit Oerlikon Metco. Thomas held several management positions at Sulzer and working for Metco 14 years. The Surface Solutions segment and the business unit Oerlikon Balzers will be headquartered in Balzers, and the business unit Oerlikon Metco will remain in Winterthur. Let me reinforce that we are excited to combine two strong technologies and teams to the benefit of our customers. We are fully aware that we have hard work in front of us to successfully leverage the opportunities offered to us with this merger. We have created a world technology leader, and now we have to bring this segment to life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited about this new segment, Surface Solutions, and I tell you why. It's all about growth. The combination of Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco under one umbrella is a perfect fit. A perfect fit of technologies, a perfect fit of business models and market access for the benefit of our customers. Metco's application know-how and customer knowledge will deepen the access for Balzers in new end markets such as aviation, power and oil and gas, and accelerates growth outside the traditional precision tooling and automotive sectors. Oerlikon Metco, on the other hand, will profit from Oerlikon Balzer's well-established and highly successful service approach to further grow the thermal spray service business. Oerlikon Balzer's proven ability to replicate successful market penetration, especially in emerging markets, will be key for accelerating geographic expansion of the thermal spray service business. We have an excellent foundation to benefit from continuously increasing customer requirements as well as technology requirements from these growth markets. I will spend the next minutes to illustrate these requirements and provide examples for our contribution and opportunities in these fields. There are six elements where surface solutions becoming key. There's a quote from a professor in physics at the ETH in Zurich which says, "The one who controls the surface controls the world." And he is fully right. A thin film coating on a drill, only a few thousandths of millimeters thin, 10 times thinner than a human hair, makes the difference in productivity. You can drill more than 3 times faster and 10 to 20 times more holes than without coating. The thermal spray coating on turbine blades reduces the fuel consumption of airplanes by more than 1 million liters per hour. The thermal spray coating is done with a gun which itself is actually a small turbine, a technical masterpiece. And did you know that none of the today's diesel injection systems would work without thin film coatings? That no use of lightweight material would be possible in engines without coatings? Our plasma nitriding technology, PPD, is on the run to fully replace chrome plating on big dies for skin parts for cars. Chrome plating is of high concern for our environment and our health. Thermal spray coatings and thin film solutions guarantee reliability for highly critical components like ball valves in the oil and gas industry. They make sure that these valves reliably work even some thousands of meters below the sea. And diamond-like carbon coatings, for example, are liked from watchmakers as they are nice-looking and extremely scratch-resistant. Knowing that our solutions and technology enable all these advances makes me and all our employees proud and motivates us every day. And this is why I'm so excited about this new surface solution segment. Environment and health are very important topics. That's why I would like to highlight more on this. Today, chrome plating is still widely used, for example, on parts of landing gears or exterior parts on cars. Chrome plating uses hexavalent chrome, also known as chrome 6, as a key ingredient. And hexavalent chrome is a substance of very high concern. Industry is looking for alternatives. Surface solutions based on thin film and thermal spray coatings show even superior performance and are environmentally friendly compared to chrome plating. The segment Surface Solutions is a global technology leader in the major substitution technologies like thermal spray, like the plasma nitriding, like thin film, and like our EPD. Environmentally friendly production processes and solutions are of such high importance that Oerlikon will invite to the Swiss Green Economy Symposium November 13th in Winterthur. And you are welcome to visit us there to hear more from the opinion leaders in Switzerland. By combining Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco under one roof, we can show one face to the customer in the aviation industry. The steadily increasing demand for fuel efficiency of airplanes ask for more efficient engines and lighter materials for airplanes. Surface solutions based on thermal spray are key for fuel efficiency in jet engines. And thin film is an emerging technology in various applications in airplanes, like compressors. As a global technology leader, the segment Surface Solutions offers all relevant solutions out of one hand. And by combining Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco under one roof, We are one face to the customers in the automotive industry. The steadily increasing regulations on emissions ask for environmentally friendlier cars at lowest possible costs. Automotive manufacturers and suppliers work on solutions to increase fuel efficiency through direct gas and diesel injection, reduce friction of moving parts, and downsizing of engines. Oerlikon Surface Solutions offers plasma nitriding, thin film, and thermal spray solutions on components and production tools, which are all key to achieve progress. Remember, no diesel injection system today without thin film coatings. Let me tell you about a situation with a leading automotive manufacturer some weeks ago. While discussing with them the latest developments on piston rings and pistons, we learned that one day before, they had a meeting with Metco to discuss the latest developments on coating cylinder bores with thermal spray. From now on, we can offer for the complete system, piston and cylinder, the full range of solutions. And by combining Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco under one roof, we can show one face to the customer in the oil and gas industry. The strong demand for safety and reliability in the oil and gas industry asks for increased safety buffers, increased performance through reduced leakage and backflow, and increased uptime. Thermal spray coatings are needed to protect against galling, abrasion, and erosion under extreme conditions. Thin film, more and more in combination with thermal spray, are a must to minimize friction and increase reliability. Components like ball valves must withstand harsh conditions like oil and mud and must reliably work deep under the sea. Oerlikon, as a global technology leader in surface solutions, offers all relevant solutions out of one hand. Thermal spray, thin film, and plasma nitriding. There would be much more examples, but with this last example, I would like to hand over to Breeze for the summary and do hope that you understand why we are so excited about the new segment surface solutions. Thank you, and Breeze, please.
Thank you, Roland. And yes, we do feel excited about it. It's a great thing happening to us, and we look forward on making that a great success it deserves. So today really starts a new era. The combination of Oerlikon Balzers and Oerlikon Metco creates a true global technology leader in surface solution. The complementarity of technologies, business models, market exposure, global footprint provides substantial growth opportunities, and not necessarily tomorrow, as some of the potential require time to unfold. It will be for sure midterm. The transaction creates a number of cash and non-cash impacts, as you have seen from Jörg, and accounting effects, which were fully included in the amended guidance today. Oerlikon maintains its financial flexibility to execute further organic and inorganic growth opportunities, remaining very disciplined. We have implemented and built on a strong and experienced management team led by Roland. And the service solution segment and the business unit Oerlikon Balzers will be located in Balzers, as mentioned, and the business unit Oerlikon Metco will remain in Winterthur. The two strong brands, a unique product and service offer, and dedicated and committed people will continue and intensify reliable, innovative customer partnerships. And our customers will now be able to develop the best surface solution with one single partner worldwide. This partner provided its customer access to a global network across different service solution technologies. And last but not least, there is more to be developed. We are convinced that the combined cross-technology R&D teams not only maintain and expand our technological leadership, but will be able to drive innovation beyond today's technological limits to create value for all our stakeholders. We do look forward to this really exciting future of surface solution. And with these, I would like to close our introduction. Thank you for your participation at that moment, and we are happy to answer your questions.
Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. We now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find a question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. One moment, please, for the first question. Our first question is from Michael Foeth from Vontobel. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I have actually three questions. The first one is you mentioned a number of these basically one-off cost items, in particular transaction costs. I wanted to know where you will allocate those costs. Will it be on the corporate level or at the segment level? Second question would be regarding the intangibles. I was wondering how much goodwill you have identified and how much actually amortizable intangibles. And the third question is regarding the EBIT margin of Metco that you are actually calculating with before the cost absorption, because if I exclude the 64 million kind of costs that you mentioned in 2014, the underlying margin that I get to for Metco in your new guidance is somewhere below 10%, which seems to be a bit low to me. So if you can explain or elaborate on that. Thank you very much.
Is it okay? I'm ready to go?
Yes, please.
Michael, thanks for the questions here. The first one on the allocation of the cost, it's actually the normal procedure. During the project, we park this cost at the level of the corporation, but with closure of the transaction, they're going to be reallocated back to the segment. So all the impacts which we have been talking about, which we have been giving you as a guidance, they obviously will impact the business, right? Now, on the intangible and goodwill position, I think I've mentioned in my speech that we have identified about 436 million of intangibles through a variety of activities, of which within the next 5 years, an amount of about 30 million, to be precise, about 31 million Swiss franc will be amortized, obviously prorated, as I mentioned in my speech as well, about 20 million impact from that in 2014. There is a remainder position of about 400 million of goodwill, which is the result of that particular transaction. On the margin, I'm with you in terms of if you precisely recalculate the margin back, you get to somewhat which is smaller than 10% on a Metco standalone basis. That is obviously not the case. Again, let me reemphasize here that with the estimates which we are giving you on the cost side, those are our best estimates at this point in time. And I would not expect that they can vary to the upside or the downside, but to date, that picture is just not 100% clear. But I think the vicinity and the size of the integration and transaction costs which we have been indicating to you, they do hold and they do indicate. I hope that addresses your first three questions.
Yes, maybe just to be entirely sure, your underlying guidance for all the rest of the business is completely unchanged?
The underlying guidance for the pre, we call it, I'm looking to Andreas, to the pre-integration is unchanged, correct? Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Our next question is from William Mackey from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Two questions, please. Thank you for that. Firstly, now you've had more time to identify all of the opportunities that you've laid out, can you give us perhaps your latest review of the scale of the revenue synergies that can be generated through the cross-selling over a 2 to 3 year view, and how you will incentivize the growth opportunities that you've highlighted across the sales force to cross-fertilize the various technologies? That's the first question. The second is more technical. You mentioned the switch or the substitution from the chrome-related plating to thin film and other. To what extent are you currently providing hexavalent chrome service plating services? Are there any revenues which you will also see substituted with your own technology? Thanks.
Let me take the first question on the growth side. Look, there will be a number of things happening. The first one, we will merge the two management teams of the Medco, Oerlikon Medco, Oerlikon Balzers to create one management team to make sure that we cross-fertilize in terms of knowledge, focusing priorities, and so on. To give you now the incentive on the sales people is a little bit premature because that's something we need now to validate going forward, but that cross-fertilization will happen. The order of magnitude we are facing or we are aiming at and we believe we can achieve. We talk about GDP growth in the vicinity of 3% going forward. We talk about an underlying industry or market growth which we are serving out of surface solution, which is about 5%. And based on the synergies and the opportunities we have, we believe we can for sure strongly exceed GDP and even exceed the underlying industry's growth which we are serving. So that should give you an order of magnitude where we are aiming at. Now, for the second question, I would like to pass it over to Roland, who can give you exact answer.
Okay, so if I understand you're right, you were asking to what extent our chrome plating services or technologies would be affected. So there are no chrome plating technologies offered within Balzers nor Medco today. We provide the technologies and solutions to substitute chrome plating technology.
Perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to ensure that there were no other small parts of your business that were affected by the substitution. That's clear. Thanks.
Thank
you. Our next question is from André von Rohr from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I have three questions. First, you had around a 20% EBIT margin guidance for coating previously. Do you already have a target for the combined business going forward? And then in terms of your growth, so far you opened 3 to 5 coating centers a year. How will this develop in the future for the combined business, and what does it mean for the CapEx of Surface Solutions? And third, maybe could you give a quick update on the momentum in Balzers as well as in Medco year to date, and how they compare?
So, just on the 20% on today we have. Let's talk about, first of all, excluding these one-off or these integration costs, because they are, for me, non-operational costs, which are to be considered as only temporary. As you see from the slide, I think 11 you got, it's a temporary impact we have. So the goal now, if you look at the underlying margin, it will be in the first step a blend between the 20% of Balzers and then the 10% of Medco. Again, you need to take the amortization away from the intangibles from that. Ultimately, midterm, we'll come back to a slightly higher margin than the combination for a number of reasons. The first one is we have small cost synergies, as you have seen. And the second reason is we will grow the business with on the service side, which will contribute positively to the overall margin of the business too. to give you now a clear guidance. As you know, we don't do that on this kind of midterm, but at least you can go on a level where we used to be, at least on the EBITDA level, on the midterm. Maybe on the second one, on the centers, I would like to pass it over to Roland again, because he's the one who has done over the last years these replication of centers, and he will be the one now doing it even better.
Thank you, Brice. So to answer your question, yes, in the past, average, we opened 3 to 5 service centers so far per year. We hope that we can keep this for the Balzer site, and we have plans how to leverage our knowledge and experience for the Medco, the thermal spray service business, but be aware that the qualification in the aviation industry will easily take 1 or 2 years, and that also the qualification in automotive for this kind of service will also take easily longer than 1 year. So do not expect that we will open in the next 12 months, for example, 3 new service centers for thermal spray. Hope this answers your question.
Yes, thanks.
Our next question is from Thomas Baumann from Mirabaud Securities.
Sorry, we still have a question open from Andre about the underlying business momentum in Balzers.
What we are saying here, on Balzers, we do see a good momentum today. It's too early to scream victory or to see a very strong uplift on the underlying business momentum. It seems, Balzers being a very early cycle business, it seems that that business, early cycle business, is ticking up. Now, don't quote me on the sense that I'm now drawing a line on one data point, because it's only a few months where we see that. So it's too early to draw a line, but I would say cautiously optimistic.
And I can fully confirm.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Thomas Baumann from Mirabaud Securities. Please go ahead.
And thank you for taking my question. First of all, I would like to add on the synergies and rollout of Medco technologies into the Balzers coating service network. Do you have already a first kind of estimate to how many of the 94 Balzers coating centers you will roll out the Medco technology into? And although I understand it's going to take time because of the qualification time, can you nevertheless give an idea to how quickly or how much time it's going to take until you reach the full potential? That's my first question. Then the second is more second and third is more technical. You updated the guidance. Can you just share with us the FX rates assumptions that you've taken for the top line guidance? And thirdly, my third question refers to your net debt guidance of by the end of the year of minus 100 million. Just if the back of the envelope calculation would suggest that this implies more or less a flat operating free cash flow, which I have a little bit of difficulties to understand. When I start of a net cash position of 986 at the beginning of the year, then 1 billion goes out from Medco, sort of minus 100 million for dividends and others. And that would bring me down to this minus 100 million. But again, this would mean that there would be a kind of a neutral operating free cash flow. So if you could help me on that one, that would be grateful. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for the question. Let me start with the first one, how we see the rollout
of the service business based on our 94 coating, existing coating centers. So we have identified the regions and we have identified some centers where we can either extend the floor space or where we have floor space available. As mentioned before, qualification will take certainly some time, 1 to 2 years. But I can share with you, we of course have the plan within the next 12 months to see the first service center for thermal spray under the new segment surface solutions up and running. And then based on this, on the experience we gain from there, we plan to even accelerate then the expansion of the thermal spray service businesses around the globe.
Yeah, but does that mean out of the 94, we can, just to get an idea, is it a quarter you think you can bring in the Medco's technology, or is it 10% or half, or just to get a rough idea?
That remains to be seen.
Okay.
Or a second question.
On the environment on the foreign exchange rate, that's pretty much in line with current trading rates for the foreign exchange. Main focus obviously on US dollar and euro against the Swiss franc, so around the 90 and the 122. That's okay. Basically what it is. The from an operating cash flow point of view, I see the concern. Again, I think what you have to be careful of, and I think we talked about that in the past already, if you look at pre-Medco, we said all along that the operating cash flows will contract to the tune of about 150 plus million, and that's mainly related to the reduction which we see in prepayments coming from man-made fiber, which indirectly is increasing your inventory position because that's where it's going to be netted to. So the overall impact from a net working capital point of view and cash flow will obviously be impacted there too. With the Medco side, you know, in excess of what I explained, you know, if you take the underlying, you know, EBITDA as a surrogate for cash flow and you exclude the one-time costs, you get pretty much to the picture. I think that's probably the easiest way to look at it from that point of view.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Our next question is from Alexandra Folletti from Bank Am Bellevue. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions on the guidance and a quick one for CapEx. If I look at your sales and order guidance, you are guiding for 10% growth in orders and 15% growth in sales for 2014. Now, starting, this is the reported numbers. The starting from basically 2.9 of both numbers last year, I come up with 3.3 in sales and 3.18 in orders. So there's sort of a gap of higher sales to orders of 130 million. And I was wondering where this comes from, because I cannot imagine that this that Medco is having 130 million higher sales than orders. That's the first question. The second question is a similar one on EBITDA. You have given the pro forma number for EBITDA last year, 585 million in your presentation. If I take your guidance, 15% higher than last year's sales, I come up with 500 million EBITDA. That's a difference of 85 million. 50 million I can explain from restructuring, from transaction cost and inventory step up. I'm left with 35 million I cannot really explain. If you could provide a bridge from that one. And my last final question is, can you give an indication for the new level of CapEx for the group? Thank you.
Look, thanks for the question on the sales and the order question. The majority of the difference, which you have well identified, plus minus, is basically coming from man-made fibers, as you know. I think we have been rather clear that we see today a normalization of man-made fibers around 1.1 billion, and that is basically what's explained the difference between order intake and sales this year. That is only the normalization linked to man-made fibers. On the rest, I would leave it to Jörg to answer.
Okay, let's go on the CapEx here, and again, I can give you an indication in terms of what the impact will be for the group. Now, again, allow ourselves and keep in mind that, you know, especially for the part which we are acquiring, that we are obviously going to have, you know, a much deeper look into that. But we would expect, you know, CapEx from continuous operation, which we have been talking about so far, which means prior to Metco, at about 160, 170 million. We would expect that number to increase to about 220, 240 million in that range. Again, let me reiterate that we want to clarify with further insight, which we have on the business now, in terms of determining on how relevant, you know, any of those plans, investments have been for Metco, right? But that's about the range which we are talking about. On the EBITDA, I would not go, you know, further into detail. I mean, you made certain assumption in terms of what's included, excluding. I think the only comment which I can make here, you basically take whatever has been visible and been reported. There is some judgment in particular in terms of the guidance on how, you know, business potentially will develop or not, where, you know, management is taking a certain position as well. And I think we'll update you as we go. I mean, what you see in terms of the guidance right now in a full absorbed picture in terms of EBITDA is what we see for the best, you know, based on the underlying business going forward. But we'll definitely come back on that in more detail.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Our next question is from Herr Kreisberger from Zurich Control Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. Here is Armin Reichberger from Zürcher Kantonalbank. First question, did you have to close down some coating centers in order to fulfill the regulations of the Kartellbehörde or something? Then the other question, I'm surprised that you keep two headquarters, one in Balzers and one in Winterthur, but you stress the point that there will be a good teamwork and that you want to have synergies within the two teams. So I would have expected that you will have one headquarter. Or will you form a headquarter in Balzers for thin film and one for thermal spray in Winterthur, or what are your plans there? And then the other question, did I get that right, that you only have 36 million in material to amortize for over 5 years? Is that correct and not more?
Okay, thank you for the question, Mr. Reichberger. Coming back to your first question, no, we didn't have to close down any of our centers due to merger control. Second part of your question, two headquarters.
As mentioned before in my speech, we will have the headquarter for the segment management in Balzers, and the headquarter for the business unit Oerlikon Balzers will remain in Balzers, and the headquarter for the business unit Oerlikon Medco will remain in Winterthur. It's, as we mentioned, not about cost synergies, it's about growth. And this growth we will drive through having one roof and one management team over these two business units driving the growth synergies. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Herr Rechberger, on the intangible, let me clarify that. I think that's important that we get that right. I think it's clear out of the presentation. It's obviously significantly more than what you referenced to. The intangible position as identified, which will go into the closing accounts here, or the opening accounts for a matter, are 436 million. And if you take you know the amortization charges over 2018, they represent about between 31 and 32. To be precise, we said in the presentation around 30 million, right? With the exception of 2014, which will represent a charge of 20 million prorated, obviously for the 7 years, for the seven months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Our next question is from Michael Forth from Vontobel. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a follow-up to clarify. The balance sheet post-Medco transaction that you give here on slide number 10, the net debt position of 100 million, is that post-transaction, I mean now, or is that by the end of the year? Just to clarify that.
That's obviously including the position once we have the funding out of the bond transaction. As you know, a couple of days ago, we have been tapping again the Swiss bond market with 450 million. So if you combine that with the existing outstanding bond which we have, you get an indebtor of about 750 million. If you redeploy the current cash in a combination of 80-20 from cash and Zünlon, you will end up after basically end of June, you will basically end up with that net debt position of about 100. That's what we meant, right?
Okay, so the cash flow that you will generate in the second half of the year is not included?
No, it's not included in here. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Back to you, Mr. Schwarzwälder, for the conclusion.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This closes our today call. We appreciate your participation and we look forward to discuss Q2 with you on August 5th. So have a nice day, and we are available for further detailed questions if you need help with modeling. We are around, and thank you very much for the participation again, and bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect. Bye-bye.